Go ahead, Greg, whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Nate, if you could take the roll, please.
Commissioner Cooper.
Present.
Commissioner D'Orazio. Commissioner Inouye.
Present.
Commissioner Tibbetts.
Here.
Chair McPherson.
Here.
Okay, looks like everybody is on today. If we could have a motion to adopt the agenda as published.
Commissioner Inouye makes a motion to adopt the agenda as published.
This is Commissioner Tibbetts. I'll second that.
Okay, it's moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consent agenda. Approving the minutes from the March 3rd, 2021 meeting. Just need a motion to approve those minutes.
Commissioner Inouye will make that motion.
Commissioner Cooper will second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All those in favor of approving those minutes, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's see. Next is the 2021 budget. Jared Impey, Treasurer.
Real quick, Chair McPherson, I just want to make a note that item, the discussion item four should read proposed fiscal year 2022 budget, not 2021.
Okay, gotcha.
Just for the record. Noted.
Yeah.
All right. Can everybody hear me fine?
Yes.
All right. Good. All right. So, commissioners, before you tonight, we have the tentative budget for the Urban Renewal District for the fiscal year 2022. This is for the, so the fiscal year runs October 1 through September 30th. And so the budget is pretty simple, as was last year, as you can see in your packet. Basically, this year I wanted to come to a very conservative budget, just based on the fact that this is the first year where we may see some increment from different development within the district. And so basically the budget was formulated by getting the number from the Ada County Assessor's Office, and they break out the market value of the district. And then I took the levy from the prior year, and then I just took 1% of that. So it's kind of a little bit of estimation work, and we'll see exactly where we come in. But basically, in the formative years of the district, we mainly just want to be able to cover the professional services, some general and administrative costs, and then have a little bit in contingency. So obviously it's kind of a simple budget, but this is what we have before you tonight.
All right, Jared. Thanks, Jared. Anyone have any questions on that?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Tibbetts. Jared, thanks for your work on this. Hey, just was wondering on the expenditure line items. Yep. So what, can you explain, kind of break down those three line items for us so we can better understand what each of those represent?
Yeah, so Commissioner Tibbetts, so professional services, essentially that would be for paying for Elam and Burke's services in case we needed something. So basically I just estimated $1,000 a month. You know, it could be a whole lot less, it could be a whole lot higher. So recently, since we haven't been engaging them a lot, it's only been like $250 a month. General and administrative, so those are just essentially just office expenses or filing expenses or potential notification that we may have to do, something along those lines. And then contingency, that's basically just a plug number so that the expenditures equal the property tax revenue. So that's what the detail is behind that.
That makes sense. Yeah, so just designed to be a fairly conservative estimate for the year with the potential that there may be a little bit of funds available to either put towards future projects, roll to the future year, or something like that.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any other questions for Jared? Okay, hearing none, then. Discussion of action on tentative approval of the fiscal year 2022 budget, selection of the budget date, and authorization to publish notice. I thought that was all kind of set in stone when those needed published, was it not, Jared?
Could you say that again?
I thought that those all had an exact date they had to be filed by, so why are we selecting a date to...
So I believe, Commissioner, that the reason is that this is the adoption of the tentative budget, and then we have to actually notice for our final budget, just as we do with the city. And so,
gotcha.
Yeah, and then instead of filing with the county, as we do the city, instead we just file the budget with the clerk. And so that's the difference there.
Gotcha. Okay. So on that then, what do you suggest for those dates? Do we do it
McPherson, this is Nathan Stanley, Deputy City Clerk with the city. So with the approval of the tentative budget, we'll select August 4th and August 11th for our publication dates. And then we will move our next month meeting from August 3rd to tentatively August 18th to allow for the 2 weeks of publication.
Very good. So we need then a motion to set our public hearing date for what?
It would be the 18th.
August 18th. Okay. Okay, then if we could have a motion making August 18th the public hearing notice date, and a second, then that could be set.
So this is Commissioner Tibbetts. I would move to select August 18th, the public hearing date, as well as to authorize public notice on, I believe that was August 4th and August 11th, to publish the note about August.
Correct.
Commissioner Inouye would second that motion.
Okay, it is moved and seconded to select August 18th for the hearing date and allow the clerk's office to publish as needed. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Any board questions, concern, comments? I'm sure you are all aware we hired a new economic development director with the city at our last meeting.
Yeah, this is Commissioner Tibbetts. Yeah, I was aware of that and had spoken with Nathan Stanley about that a little bit. It sounds like start date for her is kind of early, middle of next month.
Yeah, that's what I believe. I was told.
Okay.
So.
This is Nathan Stanley, Deputy City Clerk. Yeah, we'll get her name's Morgan Treasurer. We'll get her introduced at the next meeting and get all of you acquainted with her and welcome her to the city.
Perfect. All right. Does anybody have anything else to chat about? Okay. Hearing none. Thank you, Nate and Jared, for doing everything on your end. And thank you all for attending tonight. I think we can call this meeting adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.